Diane Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Cher started a four-week run at number one on the US singles chart back on this day in 1999 with her single Believe, making the singer the oldest woman to top the Hot 100 at the age of 53. The song reached number one in almost every country it charted, including Australia, Canada, Ireland, New Zealand, the UK, Spain, France, Germany and Italy. So what does Cher believe to be the key to success?
I really believe it's luck. I think it's luck. It doesn't make any sense that it's not. I think you have to be lucky. You know, I mean, because I do what I do and it's all well and good, but it's, you know, it's nothing, you know. Not rocket science, it's just something, you know, but I believe that it's at least 50% luck. Do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside me say, I really don't think you're strong enough now.
Back on this day in 1985, Bob Geldof and Mid Duo received the best-selling A-side awards at the 30th Ivor Novello Awards as the composers of Do They Know It's Christmas, released back in 1984. The song raised more than $1 million within a few minutes of its release for famine relief. The record became the fastest-selling song in UK history, selling 11.7 million copies worldwide by the end of 1989.
All I could do was write a few tunes. The only way we could make money within this narrow band of time between October and December, a Christmas song. But if the Rats did it, it wasn't guaranteed to be a hit, if it was going to be a hit at all, so that was futile. So I thought, I'll just call up people I've met over the last 10 years in pop. I put together something, you put together something, and let's see what we come up with. And so we came up with that, legendary classic.
That is Today in Music for Friday, the 30th of March, Mix 104.9.